neighborhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Parliament's ad hoc committee has confirmed that KZN's police chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has withdrawn an allegation he made about former police minister Becky Cele. It has to do with claims Cele received money from alleged cartel leader Vusi Musi Katmatlala. Chief evidence leader at the committee, Norman Arendse, first made reference to the allegation, which Cele addressed in a statement to the committee today.
Before this ad hoc committee, Lieutenant General Mkhwanazi alleged that I had been directly linked to a suspicious transfer from Mr. Matlala. It is alleged that I sent Matlala a bank account number that was not in my name, but that of a third party, and that Mr. Matlala subsequently deposited money into that account and later sent me the proof of payment, and that I acknowledge receipt of such payment. And then your response was, I have not seen the text messages that were referred to by Lieutenant General Mkhwanazi, and I confirm that I do not send any text messages and that I did not send any bank account details. I can also confirm that I've never received any payment from Mr. Matlala.
Arendse says during a break, the committee received a message from Mkhwanazi withdrawing his comments. Here he reads the communication.
The team that was working on the analysis got the bank account number wrong, and that it's not a reference to you. So the allegation is withdrawn with due apologies from Lieutenant General Mkhwanazi for any inconvenience or hurt caused.
Moving to Gauteng, an investigator has told the Madlanga Commission how a phone call from a prison inmate exposed a plot to kill detectives working on the murder case of Vereniging engineer Armand Swart. The officer, known only as Witness B, says the inmate reached out several times, insisting on meeting her in person. Newswatch's Anastasi Mokhobu is in Pretoria.
Witness B says when they finally met, the inmate revealed shocking details, claiming that murder accused former cop Michael Buledau had put out a hit on the investigators. She says the inmate even provided names, numbers, and vehicle details linked to the hit.
We also discovered that the name that he mentioned, by the name of Mozi, they actually indeed matched with the cell phone numbers that he provided.
Witness B says despite the fear, the team kept going, and with the help of the political killings task team, the investigation gained new strength.
The commission's investigating claims that an attempt to disband the team had to do with them uncovering a well-connected cartel while assisting in the Swart murder investigation. Members had been called in after the team in Gauteng began receiving threats. Swart was killed in a case of mistaken identity in connection with whistleblowing on a Transnet tender. And KZN COCTA says the theft of electricity, water and sanitation infrastructure is increasingly crippling service delivery across the province. The department has welcomed the arrest of four suspects found with stolen public infrastructure near northern KZN. The suspects, three foreign nationals and one South African, were found with an Eskom transformer and other critical electricity equipment near Vryheid. They are believed to be part of a wider criminal syndicate. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.